Mr. Chairman, thank you very, very much, Vice Chair Gladden, who I know you'll be hearing from shortly, members of the committee. As the chief executive of Baltimore City for 7 years, I was very close to the pain and the suffering of so many families had to endure because of horrendous crimes of violence, takings of life, crimes against humanity, crimes against children, crimes that cried out for justice. But during that entire time that the city of Baltimore slipped into becoming the most violent and most addicted city in America, the death penalty was on the books, and yet it did absolutely nothing to prevent these awful crimes. In Baltimore City, we did pull people together, though, and to drive down violent crime by 42%. And how did we do it? We did it by doing the things that work. Not the death penalty, but strategies like timely, accurate information shared by all, performance measured policing, rapid deployment of resources, effective tactics and strategies, relentless follow-up and assessment. Statewide, we have also been doing the things that work together. Effective policing, better technology, smarter strategies. And together, thanks to courageous law enforcement officers, we've been able to drive down violent crime and homicides to 3-decade lows. So as we consider whether to replace the death penalty with life without parole, there are 3 questions to my mind I believe that we need to focus on. Number one is, does the death penalty work as a deterrent, as a prevention to violent crime? Number two, is the death penalty an effective use of taxpayer dollars? And number three, is the death penalty consistent with our values as a people? Especially in tough times, if a public policy is expensive and it does not work, it would seem to me that that should be a prime candidate for repeal, that we should be doing more of the things that do work, and we should stop doing the things that are expensive and do not work. The death penalty is expensive, and the overwhelming evidence tells us that it does not work. In 2009, a study in 2009, 88% of criminologists said they do not believe the death penalty deters violent crime. A majority of police chiefs concurred in a separate study that year. I, myself, am not aware of a single case ever cleared in the city of Baltimore during my time as mayor involving a homicide or a shooting where one of the perpetrators ever said, you know, I thought about the fact that I might be executed if I got caught for doing this, and somehow that, had a bearing on the commission of that crime. The numbers suggest that the death penalty is not a deterrent and it does not work. In 2011, the average murder rate in states where death is a penalty was 4.9 for every 100,000 people. In states without it, the murder rate was actually lower at 4.1 per 100,000 people. In 2008, our own Maryland Commission on Capital Punishment held hours of hearings and considered days of oftentimes very painful testimony. The commission was near unanimous, though, in reporting that, quote, the administration of the death penalty clearly shows racial bias, end quote. They determined that no administrative fixes could end these disparities. The commission also found that between 1995 and 2007, our state's reversal rate for the death penalty was 80%. The New York Times described this in a recent editorial as, quote, stunningly high. The commission found that the cost to taxpayers of pursuing a capital case in Maryland is 3 times as much as the cost of pursuing a non-death penalty homicide conviction. And the commission also found that for every 8.7 Americans sent to death row, there has been one innocent person exonerated. Subsequent research tells us between 2001 and 2011, an average of 5 death row inmates were exonerated every year. There is no such thing as a foolproof death penalty, and there is no way to reverse a mistake if we should execute an innocent person. Secondly, taxpayers' dollars. Every dollar we throw at an ineffective, flawed, and arbitrary death penalty is a dollar we are not investing to prevent future murders and save innocent lives. Effective policing, the Violence Prevention Initiative of Parole and Probation, the networking of our license plate readers, digital fingerprinting technology, these are all things at work, and we should be doing more of them. Repealing Maryland's death penalty could free up millions of dollars to allow us to do more of the things that actually work to save lives and reduce violent crime. Finally, across our ever more closely connected world, the majority of executions now take place in just 7 countries: Iran, Iraq, the People's Republic of China, North Korea, Saudi Arabia, Yemen, and the United States of America. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, our free and diverse republic was not founded on fear or vengeance or retribution. Freedom, justice, the dignity of every individual, and equal rights before the law, these are the principles that define our character. These principles are the treasure of our greatness, and the death penalty is inconsistent with these principles. The death penalty does not make us stronger or more secure as a people, nor does the death penalty make our laws more effective or more just. Capital punishment is expensive. It does not work. And I humbly urge you to replace it with life without parole.